Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first.
Yeah, gotta calm down. We fancy now.
Hey,
We
why I got zeros in the corner?
are. I don't know.
Oh,
Listen,
I'm not too smooth.
everybody that is watching, this is a brand new podcast. This is the Strike Season podcast. And why is it Strike Season podcast? Because for me, anytime after December is strike season, whether it be FAMU softball, FAMU baseball,
Right.
basketball, any of the sports in the springtime. And if I'm gonna be honest, be out day, half a luau,
This
all the things that we did
Kapalua.
in the spring.
He
In
said
the
Kapalua.
You brought it
Jesus.
back.
You
Man,
have
you
not
saw
lived
his
until you have
knees.
partied on a farm. They don't
That
have
blonde
capital
lady, must not be home.
unless
She
you
must not
unless
be
I just don't
home because
care.
you talking reckless to
Okay.
them.
I don't care. The way she talked to me last night was disrespect. The text message she sent me. The disrespect. So,
Already. Disrespect 7 and 9.
it started at 7:45 this morning. Oh,
Nah,
but
it started last night when she was talking bad about your pregnancy and she
yes,
was
sir.
digging up on them butts like
He
that
did. He
last
gonna
night.
cry. He gonna cry when he
Look how
goes.
sad he look, y'all. Look how sad he look. He gonna cry in the car.
The gonna cry in the shower. Yeah.
The one that's really sad is TP.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He not coming on tonight?
No, he comes on Thursdays. He comes on Thursdays.
Oh yeah, because he got glasses on him.
Yeah, and I don't listen. I've dealt with Marlo for most of my life.
I have not said a
Losing to
thing.
Marlo is never good.
That
Marlo
is
is a
not
terrible
true.
winner and a poor loser.
That is not true. I am a very mild winner, and I hate. And You it's a show up signed to the jersey too
podcast
by
in a
the kicker
Buccaneers
who
hat
missed the
and a
field goal.
jersey.
And standing
Lie.
on business
That's
too.
all I'm saying.
That's the bad thing about it.
I
That's
just, I was trying to start this podcast in peace. We got guests. I'm trying not to show out.
every Tuesday you start lying.
This is
Hey,
crazy.
y'all.
Well, again, we have, and I always say it wrong. We have Tachi. Did I say it right? To
Touche.
say,
No.
see, I
Shade.
said it wrong.
Touche.
Because, listen, y'all got to forgive me. I'm from South
Whoa.
St. Pete. If I get
And
into
no,
like,
you
you
from South
know,
St.
nah,
Pete.
bro, I'm from
I
Quincy,
say
Florida, and
black.
I knew that with the
He
shade.
has
Don't do that.
standards. Just saying.
Apparently, everybody from South St. Pete ain't got standards because some of us know how to hold our liquor. I'm just gonna, oh
I'm
yeah.
from
Anyway.
Dallas, so I got my own, I got my own accent.
Well, Ashley and Tashay, we have from Fang Exchange.
Hey,
See ya.
y'all.
What's up, y'all?
Oh.
We
The
here.
longest introduction ever.
For everybody.
Y'all, everybody troublemakers on there. Everybody just a troublemaker.
Everybody, Lord. We are, and we tend to get sidetracked within 5 minutes of saying, "Welcome to the Gathering of Old Men." The
Hey.
podcast goes that way every week.
And just listen. Sometimes you got to be honest about stuff. I know who I am. I'm honest about who I am. That's
You
why
sure
I
about
do.
that?
When them
Wait a
kids
minute,
are
wait a
putting
minute.
them lights up.
Sure. So if that blonde lady not in the house, that means that you doing some bald-headed ho shit right now.
No, she know.
Oh
She know. She
my
taking
God.
me for her.
Did you just say that on the
She
podcast?
taking me for hair. Lord Jesus.
Yeah. She got a hair
She
appointment
definitely
at 8 o'clock.
occupied there.
Yes, I did.
I do.
Do
It's been a long time since you said it.
you
Yeah.
understand? She sent me a disrespectful text message early in the morning. Just disrespect. And because my team ain't win, I couldn't really say much.
Yeah.
So all I could tell her was leave me alone by her rag.
Leave me alone. You probably saw like that said it.
Anyway.
Randy, so I came out a winner this weekend. I came out a winner this weekend, you know.
Yeah.
How about the Cowboys?
I almost came out a winner.
They tried to give me a heart attack on Sunday. Shit.
I thought my guys was gonna pull it off. I really did. I was like, okay.
They tried to give me a heart attack on Sunday, man. I was like, you know what?
You know what? I'm getting mad already because the beginning of the game, this fool threw a Keystone Cops interception.
You should look at it this way. It could only go up. Because that was the first play. No, that was the first play. It only can get better. That's how you should have looked at it.
You got a point. Yeah. You got a point.
Well, it was supposed to get better. But Gino said, hold my beer.
Yeah, he did.
You know, I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart. If I was in Orlando right now, all Molo trucks would be on blocks.
Damn. That's messed up, bro.
Tell them how you really feel.
But getting to the business. So, this weekend was FAMU's first home game. There is no place like Bragg. Apparently, Bragg was so good, it got Albany State's band in a top five ranking of HBCU bands. I ain't never, where they do
you know,
that at?
You know what? Definitely did. And it was a 22-piece band.
They got in concert formation and stayed there. It's like, this is our home.
That's what that was.
Sweat temperature game, and I was like, you know what? I know because the rain was kind of damping down on it, but I'm like, you know what? This shit fun.
I had the time of my life in the rain. You know, we don't like to get our hair wet. We don't like to be wet all together. I didn't. But it was fun in the rain. I did. Let me say this too, because I'm very critical of the Marching 100. I'm gonna give them a little props for that playing in the stands, because you know I am very critical of the 100, but they did their thing. They were in chorus with the light show. When the lights went off, then they started playing Vice Versa. Then the lights went off, then they played Ice Cream. I was like, you know what? Because I'm critical. Because we be giving Flight of the Bumblebee sometimes. But they did really good this Saturday. So I was very proud.
You know what? I am too.
Y'all better tread lightly.
I grew up with Dr. White. So I'm like, White wouldn't have played that right here. What are we doing, guys? So.
But wasn't he in the stands? Did I not see a picture of him in his neck sitting up there? He was, but he's not the ranger no more. No, he's not. But you know, you got to put on for your guy now.
You have to put on. They put on like you know when he's there because they go. They go a little bit harder.
They act like they old boss was there.
Yep.
They did good this time. I was impressed. Very good. Let's keep it up. Do it again. Okay? Do it again.
Props to the light show, because the light show interrupted my recording content. There's a video that was supposed to be 2 minutes long that's actually 1 minute and 34 seconds. Listen,
I'm just about the light show. Like, man, I'm looking on Twitter. All I see was the light show. I damn near keep looking at it. Shit, I might have had an epileptic seizure right there. Just looking at the light show. You know what, though? I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Everybody pull out their camera phones.
It was good. It was really good. They did good.
Shout out to Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. Brittany and the team. Brittany said, give our team some props, too.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, I want to get on the show. Like, I'm trying to get on the show, so... You know, for those who are watching, for the powers that be, hey, let's get on the show. That's all I'm saying. Let's get on the show. But Bragg was great. Then we had the football game. And I'm not going to lie to you. The first drive of the game.
I told you what was going to happen. I told you. I said, calm down. It's a game of attrition. Calm down. And
But they got some dogs now. Not to sleep on Albany State either.
They got some dogs. The quarterback is legit. The quarterback is legit. And he's legit.
He
make all the right throws.
I
was about to say, that's the biggest thing. He makes the right decisions at the right time.
They have a wide receiver that can go get it.
Yeah, they do.
That can go get it. And we can no longer say, oh, this is just a D2 squad. When I'm looking at their roster, oh, look, is this FBS player here? Is this FBS player here? It's all these FCS players. They ain't just D2 no more. The transfer portal has changed all of that.
That's true.
They was picked to win the SIAC this year.
They will. They look good.
I don't know because
we're gonna get to that game later.
I think they will. Who else gonna beat them? Clark.
We got Clark.
I don't think it's their year this year. Edward Waters gonna run it, but not this year. I don't think that's just me. That's my personal opinion. They're gonna be good, but I don't think this year they're gonna get it. I'm telling you, I think Albany State gonna get it. Clark, I love Teddy Keaton. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Troy. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what just happened. But anyway. So the first drive happened, they scored a touchdown. I at that point am a little concerned, but not too much. And then our first drive is not impressive.
Mm-hmm. I showed up concerned. I ain't even gonna lie. That was concerned. I'm still a little bit concerned, but hey.
But let me tell you about Troy, right? Troy be trying to be positive and look at all the positive after the game is over.
We know.
During the game, it ain't none of that. Hey, my whole thing is I don't ever question the players. It's always the coaches for me. That particular game, I was doing some cussing.
I'm just saying. You really got to.
I was sitting right in front of
some Albany State fans, like right in front of them.
Me too.
And I would get excited.
Oh, I did you one better, Jamal. Yeah. We went over there to their little cheering section when they scored their second touchdown. They was what was the chant, Troy? Something about y'all ain't shit or something. They was chanting this.
I know.
The whole band student section was chanting this. I say, wait a minute. Now y'all got to remember where y'all at. And then about a quarter later, they over there sitting in there like they got church fans.
Security.
It was quiet.
Yes.
I was sitting with Cozy's parents, who are Albany State grads. Okay?
That's who that was? Oh, yes. That no. Crazy. Okay.
Okay. Those were Cozy's parents. And baby, I was still talking crazy. So let me ask you this, Troy. You said you was cussing. Why was you cussing, Troy? They cut you off. Why was you cussing?
Because when I was in high school, I played wide receiver for a man who, if it touched any parts of your hand, you're supposed to catch it.
Now, we got some good receivers. Maybe Cozy shouldn't put in, like, Independence Day or, you know, a movie before the game so they get them that popcorn butter on their damn hands. Because, like, that one touchdown that, I forget.
Look at Troy.
I ain't got no disclaimer on this platform. Oh, my God.
It was Will.
He couldn't have walked out there and put the ball in his hand.
He was wide open.
He couldn't. That
oh,
was a
my
dime.
Gosh.
That, he put it on the dime. On the dime. Right? On the money. It was a dot.
Like, by himself.
And he dropped it. It was a touchdown. He had beat the DB. I was standing there watching, and he knew it. It was a couple times, couple of them
not,
like that. I
not
just,
to pile on them, but they, like, this is...
Disparaging.
This is big boy football. Like, this, you can't have those type of mistakes. Like, we were playing Albany State, and they should have won that game. But the next game, we got what? Right. Alabama State? You can't have them.
Right.
You can't have them miscues.
Alabama State. Mm-hmm.
No. Before you get that, Marlo, I'm just going to say this, and I don't care who like it, who don't like it. I don't want nobody but Thad and Bo touching the football.
He did.
That's it.
Wilcher made up for it now.
If you can't get
you
4 yards of carry, you don't touch the ball. Did you see Haley Stanton? Mm.
I told you, Ashley. I told you.
If it ain't Bo or Thad, I don't. And listen, we got a great bunch of running backs. Don't get me wrong.
A stable.
But production matters. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're going to put them in to give Thad and Bo a breather. But other than that, no.
How many yards of carry did Thad get?
I think he
Bo
ended up
playing
with,
all.
I think he ended the game with like 5.1.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Was it 5.1 a carry?
I'm not going to go check.
But at one point, I think it was 7.1 yards a carry.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like,
why y'all abandoned it? It works. What are y'all doing?
It was working. I don't know. But, you know. So let me ask you this, because I in these Twitter and Facebook streets, a lot of mm-hmm. people were saying that they didn't like the play calling, right? What were your thoughts? Because thank you. I went back and watched the game, because I felt like it was even during the game. I went back and watched the game. That man was dialing it up. They were wide open.
Wide.
That's what you were. Receivers were wide open. You can't help that. So then somebody said that it was predictable. I don't care how predictable it was. Was it working? They were marching down the field every drive. Now, our red zone offense, you know, sometimes whatever. But he was getting them down the field. Now, if your receivers are dropping passes, that ain't on the coach, the play calling. That ain't on the play calling. But they were wide open. Wide he was open. Dialing it up.
Like, I don't know.
What was our third down conversion? Because I felt like it had to be really good, because we were converting
third down conversion. Y'all was 9-14 for third down efficiency on offense.
See?
Stop talking about offense.
But the defense gave up six of 11 for third down defense against Albany State. So,
three of them was on the first drive.
Yeah.
Literally. Right.
No,
but,
lie.
All
the first half, and then we
kind of
got together.
People, but here's the thing, though. If people are complaining about the play, if the people are complaining about the play caller was even because you had 36 passes to 34 rushes.
I know.
The play caller was good.
It's just the fact that to me,
you got if you're
playing
to.
A team like that, I'm running the ball all day, every day. Like, you got to run the ball because you can't have two points. Listen, you got to run the ball.
You have 2.6 yards other people touching the ball. I'm letting them touch the ball.
Now, here you go, Troy. Now, Troy, your Achilles heel for the last 3 years, actually four, has been running the ball. Ever since, what's my guy named? Bishop Bonnet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since he left, it's been hard for y'all to run the ball.
True.
From the beginning of the season to now, look at Thad's yards per carry.
Facts.
We got all these.
He averaged 5 yards per carry on Saturday.
Because we were having an issue throwing the ball, they were loading the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially during at that Howard game.
Oh, they were loading the box.
They didn't, because they knew. And wouldn't you? They already knew what the time it was.
So you had to take what you were given, right?
Right. So, but this game was a little different. And I think that's why it was that whole run, run, pass, because the expectation was that we weren't going to be able to pass. So people were, they were loading the box. But then, you know, they start to see that we could pass. And so, but anyway, you know.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I'm again.
Sometimes I got to watch what I say.
After I watched the game, everybody that was complaining during the game shouldn't be complaining.
Mm-mm.
Because it was bombs over Baghdad, like we was in Billy Joe era,
and that's who we are.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Like, we don't play Canada Junior football. Let Jackson do that. Let North Carolina Central do that.
I'm crying.
That's not a shot. That's not what we do.
That's not what I'm saying.
In our dominant years, we are wide receiver and quarterback.
Pass heavy.
So
just who we are.
All the like, Billy Joe came from a option offense before he got to FAMU. He got to FAMU and went, you know what? I got athletes.
Yeah,
we got too many athletes to be having everybody, and you still got to be balanced. Don't get me wrong, but everybody ain't got to run the ball,
right?
And we got some. Look, I know we got some speed in the backfield. My problem with the speed in the backfield is he fall down too much. When he get a little bit stronger, he gonna be different. I'm expecting Bo to be different, but you got that, and you got receivers. And I'm glad they ran after the game. I ain't even mad at that. Normally, I would be mad at something like that. I'm glad they ran after the game. You embarrassed your coach.
What?
You wait all year. They give you the perfect play call, and you drop the ball.
And the passes were perfect. But for the most part, the passes was on the money.
He put it on both QBs.
It's not even from both. It wasn't even
from both. From both.
They both.
Jetway had a lot more yards than that boy. I'm telling you, if they catch a lot more of that stuff, this boy RJ has at least
800. He should be close to 800 yards.
He should be close to 800 yards on the season. He had six something.
Mm-hmm.
He should be at almost 800 yards. They catch some balls.
He got 400 yards and drops, and just and drops.
That's the.
And he was the and everybody wants to have. There are people who wants to have this quarterback controversy type situation. There is no controversy. You have two quarterbacks.
It's not a controversy at all. Very capable.
What got you in trouble at prayer? Coley was telling you, don't worry about the quarterback situation in the conference call.
In the conference call, I said,
I know you said don't ask me about the quarterbacks, but I feel like you got two heads of the snake. Sure y'all are about the
quarterback. Doc, you got to remember, we are the same fan base that went 9-2 for 2 years and still was cussing our coach out about his choice at quarterback.
And winning. Every week, that man was winning. And he had to hear it.
Every week. The year before that, he went 9-2. The year before that, he went 9-2. And we were cussing him out every week about his quarterback choice.
Okay, but we just going on.
That's who we are. Listen. That is who we are.
Listen, the best way I can explain it.
I'm forgetting about the Moosa years.
Yeah. That man had to have a whole campaign for Moosa.
Yeah.
This is why it is absolutely insane that people are panicking over the quarterback situation.
I think at this point, no one should be concerned about it. I know what they should be concerned. I just got to watch what I say, but it's not the quarterback room.
Right, as it pertains to, or the issue as it pertains to the quarterback is not about, you know, him picking the right one. We need to be concerned about retention. Well, that's all I'm going to leave that at. Because you got two viable, very capable ones in your room.
You got to do your Urban Meyer to make sure Tebow don't leave. You just do your Urban Meyer. But don't do the other Urban Meyer stuff. Because then I have to be the bad guy in the press conference. Don't do the other Urban Meyer stuff. But do your Urban Meyer. Make sure Tebow don't leave. And, you know, matter of fact, screw that. Just don't even worry about the boot skins. Just make sure everybody is tapping in a lot.
Playing two quarterbacks is a bad thing if they both are productive. So I think that's just iron sharpening iron, because in the post game press conference, Cozy said they both are locked in. They both are ready to go at the word go. And you can't ask for no better situation as a head coach. Like, you could put them out there and have the full playbook for both of them.
But here's another thing, too. So here's the other thing, too, when you playing dual quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? It's good to do it for the first two or three games right now. And then by the fourth game, you already know who your dude is. Like, you should know who your guy is.
He's always been his guy. It's RJ. But I don't see, here's my thing, is I don't see a problem playing them both.
Kind of like a package thing. Or,
yeah. Package for him. 100%. Because what I do respect about this particular scenario is that what happened at PV for us last year won't happen to us again. Because we have two able, capable quarterbacks.
And we have the future coming behind us.
Absolutely.
And that's in the room. So it's not something that's not somebody that we got to go find. It's in the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Hey,
okay.
It was an enjoyable weekend. Unfortunately, me and Marlo didn't get a chance to tailgate, but based on our comrade from St. Pete, maybe I'm just saying tailgate. I don't know.
The libations must have been flowing.
An enjoyable,
because we ran into a couple folks that, you know, they were smiling a little bit heavier than they normally are. They were shining. They had that alcohol sweat glow.
But
that's what he had.
Troy, they getting carried away. Troy, reel him in, Troy.
Well, then they know I ain't lying.
Anybody at the game know who he was talking about.
They saw it.
Before we move on, I just want to say, the people from where I'm from know how to hold their liquor and can drink all day. I know a dude who was at homecoming who drank 18 ounces of gin and juice and ice during homecoming. That's all I'm going to say.
And his liver ain't gone?
Yeah.
Nope. I am well. I was built in the 90s.
Well, we all were built in the 80s and the 90s.
No.
I'm trying to figure out why people laughing at me. I wasn't stumbling around the yard.
It's homecoming. Like, when I was drinking, I was drinking at homecoming. And that's, I ain't going to say no more. I ain't going to say. But I enjoyed myself. That's why you got to surround yourself. You got to surround yourself with a good support system.
What's next?
And sometimes you might need some support. Like getting back to the house. And, yeah.
What are you talking about? We used to leave JD at his door and go back to the moon. What are we doing?
I use I statement.
So first up, you know what? Let's move along. Let's move along. We was involved in the entire debauchery. You know what? Anyway, so we saw Coach Ward. We saw Coach Ward in the game. I will be sending him an email. He was rather shocked that he didn't get our request for him to come on the podcast. So I'll be sending our request to get him on the podcast. That's what, you know what? Sometimes good people, just good people. And Coach Ward is just good people.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And he good old school type people. So I'm cool with that. I'm definitely cool with that. Cause I was concerned. Cause I was like, you know, we cleaned up our act. We don't act the way I used to. I don't show out about Florida State. No, like,
cleaned up your act.
Oh, shit.
That was a good one, boy. That was a good one.
That's just like you, wait a minute, Marlo. That's just like you saying, this is like you giving good praise to Bethune Cookman.
I'm a chill this week.
For you Wildcats.
Not a word. I'm we are chill. Waiting on our request. But not Bryce, a word about them people.
If you listening and you
shout
don't
out to Young Bryce.
Approve us.
Shout out to Young Bryce.
I'm way y'all ass out. I'ma go to the game. I'm gonna buy a ticket to go there. Oh, all right.
Y'all really stressing Troy out right now.
Next.
Troy trying to get on the sideline.
Troy trying to be nice.
Check.
Them people mother. Already don't want to buy me no check soda no more.
No.
Like, I'm just really.
That's Winn-Dixie. And they done closed down 70% of these stores.
That's Winn-Dixie.
He's still up here champing in chick soda. I'll tell you, I'm trying not to say nothing. You just loading the gun, and here you go.
I never turned down a
chick
soda.
Ever and always.
A peach. A peach check?
Yeah.
Never.
And they got them with zero sugar.
I'm never too good for a peach check.
Because they don't have no ice box or no refrigerator
at the
concession stand.
See, he tried. Here you go. No, see?
It's coming
funny.
Out the cooler.
No,
I just want y'all to know. It is definitely coming out the cooler.
It is when the mountain roar.
What's the really what it was. It's that real
cream
nice,
soda
because you know, it's coming out because they don't have.
They
I have not. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I have not seen Winn-Dixie since the early 90s in Dallas.
Yeah,
that's how long it's been since they left.
Got them in Florida.
Miami got them. Steve.
They all up and down Florida. You know what? They all over Florida.
No.
Not in Georgia. We don't have
mirrors.
I live in Illinois. We don't have
mirrors. You know what? I need to apologize because every time I see Tashe, I always ask her about the party.
Whoa.
We having it.
Party.
I just be wanting to make sure because I need to know what I need to bring.
Nothing. For the Founders Day.
Oh, we got a party?
The Founders Day Classic.
Oh, I'm
Mississippi Valley.
I'm pulling up.
In Atlanta.
That's the weekend yeah. before my
oh,
birthday.
I'm pulling up.
90s house party.
Yeah. Like,
if I'm having a house party.
Say less.
That's
I'll
the weekend before
Thursday.
My birthday.
Yeah, you got to pull up.
You laughing. I'm so serious. So, I can pregame.
Saturday night. Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday night.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
Let me call my mom and see if she want to go to Atlanta. Because she sure was down to go with me to Mississippi like 2 weeks ago. Tried to cuss out my SID. Like, he ain't got no other damn sideline passes up in here. Mom, I'm trying to do a job, dog. Come on. Luckily, she was on the sideline.
You know, I should be nice to Trav, but
no, don't do my SID like that, man.
Trav left my email on red. He's starting to act like Josh.
What?
Trav put us in the press box.
He did.
Oh, did he? Oh, yeah. Let me file off an email.
Hey, do not fuel the fire.
Oh, you was at the game last year, right?
Sure
yeah.
was.
I was on the damn field talking to y'all.
They tried to put us in the press box. We too rowdy uh-uh. for that.
These young ladies
we went and bought a ticket.
Told me they could not be in the press box because they had to go coach.
That is hilarious.
We got the coach. We ain't got time to be in the press.
Some people say that, but you don't see it until you see it in live and in living color. Then you believe it. And now I believe it.
I seen AD Suggs out there on the sideline where I was taking pictures at, and she was damn near trying to coach the team from where I was at.
Damn.
It'd be like that. They be
I'm 10
coach.
Times worse than her. 10
yeah.
times
yeah.
worse.
And we have to get the crowd rowdy.
Oh, no. She was giving them the business out there. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
no, and I was daddy. In front of his daddy and his mama.
Yeah.
I was sitting by Cozy's daddy and mama.
Oh, shit. My bad.
I don't judge. Listen, back in the day, I used to go to the Florida State games. And one particular game, I decided to let my views on Thad Busby be known real loud in the stadium. We used to have these things called FSU ambassadors. And if you're a special person, they would kind of guide you around the campus. Well, on that particular day, there were two ambassadors sitting in front of me. Thad Busby turns around and throw two touchdowns. This lady stands up and says, "Now have more faith than my nephew," and then sat back down.
Ooh. You're that guy for context.
Now for context, at that time, he was the only quarterback that had lost to Florida twice that I had beef with. Because one of them was a national championship game. But other than that, Thad was cool. He was a really good quarterback. He just had a problem when it came to the Bootskins. So I understand. I definitely understand. That's why I try not to judge nobody, because I know me. I ain't like other people on this podcast who be trying to play innocent.
Who?
That be you. Why you lying?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Marlo.
I don't try to be innocent for nothing.
Bro, you said you was going to go get the Marching 100, the Marching 3rd at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, dog. You be quiet.
You told Jerry Jones to dig his dead mama.
And I'm still going to tell him, dig his mama up so we can go and bury him.
Mm-mm. Wait. Ooh-wee. Again, it's somebody. It's somebody trying to play in it.
Yeah, come on, man. You can't. You look, Jamal. Cause Jamal crashed out by his damn Jaguars
all the time.
Jameis Winston.
Chad Carr need to shave that ugly ass mustache off.
So listen, ladies.
Oh, shit.
There is this portal that you can apply for NFL access. The field, press box, all of that. But when they deny you, they don't deny you like for the year. They deny you game after game after game. They send you an email every week that says, you have been denied. See your supervisor for the reason. I'm the supervisor.
No.
And I don't know why you're denied.
Like, fuck Tom Brady.
But I know.
All the damn time. And you don't like the Bucks.
You know what? Since you want to bring up football.
Hold on. Okay.
Can I interject the basketball update right now?
Oh, go ahead.
What's... Indiana is giving Atlanta the business right now. This about to go to game three.
Oh, I thought. I called that one.
They don't have the least grade at 9 points, and they in the fourth quarter right now.
You know what is a beautiful thing? A beautiful thing.
And she just picked up her fourth foul. This about to get crazy.
A beautiful thing is that. In the Indiana squad
don't
is playing beautiful.
No, do it.
Without
Caleb Clark.
Yep. They let veterans lead. They got Seminole great Natasha Howard. I mean, she got 3 championships. Hmm. Why am I gonna listen to you versus somebody with 3 championships? Caitlin Clark, you don't have nothing to say to me. You have not won a championship at any level to this point.
I just want her Corn Maze fan base to go back to where they came.
To go away. That is it. I just want them to go away.
Damn.
Everything was fine with the children of the corn. But
we know we ain't gonna ever get no
congratulations for Indiana here. Oh, I'm applying to Unrivaled again. I am.
We will never be monetized.
Sure, we will one day. I don't cuss like I used to. People don't say words that they ain't have no business saying no more. People ain't saying a phrase that they ain't have no business.
Marlo.
There was a phrase that Marlo used to say.
Hey, man. I don't do this every day.
They just put you out there, bro.
When I tell y'all, he does not. And Marlo is the reason why I used to practice before I got on the podcast. Because I know
you used to practice before you got on the podcast because of Marlo?
Yes. Because if he was saying that much reckless stuff, I know I was saying some reckless stuff. And so I am...
Well, I'm 100% better.
Better than what I was before.
Definitely apply to Unrivaled again, though. They done added 2 new teams. I mean, I'm excited.
I'm trying. What I'm saying? In Miami?
In Miami.
In the summertime?
This guy.
Yep.
He finna get us.
And that lady got to work.
You gonna get your computer waterboarded.
See? You send the same text message. I ain't gonna forget.
He's talking reckless. Keep talking reckless.
Yep. Come home, whole setup destroyed.
It's for the whole purpose. This is I want to apologize to everybody. We are completely unprofessional. First night, brand new podcast. Listen, we brought the ladies on because we wanted to talk about Fang Exchange. I want to see him beat the drum about the new reality of college athletics. Also why Virginia Tech is trying to get Mike Vick.
Oh, you saw that. I don't know about that. He on the short list.
That thing got laid.
I don't know if they're serious at for him right now. You think?
That's crazy.
Like, really would take him right now with his inexperience.
Because they looking at the money that's gonna come attached to Mike Vick, not necessarily the wins and losses and the growing pains. They looking at
they like, have to be ready for the growing pains.
Re-energizing the fan base with bringing in Mike Vick and the money that's attached to a re-energized fan base. That's what they see right now.
Because he's not on the honorable mention list. He on the short list.
Yeah, he's on the short list. Like they ready to call Norfolk State and be like, how much is he buy
because we wire he can recruit right now on a different level than anybody that they can bring in. Does it?
Yeah.
ESPN, if you break my story and don't give me credit, it's going to be smoke in the city.
Well, you might as well get ready to fight because
when Mike Vick got hired at Norfolk State, there were rumblings why he got hired at Norfolk State and was not brought on in any capacity at Vatek. When you knew they were trying to leave the ACC. Break my story if you want to.
So I said, I heard that they told him to go get some experience.
Yeah, I was saying, somebody just kind of doing an apprenticeship kind of thing. Get ready.
That's what I was told. That's what I heard.
The people in the administration was like, he just need experience.
Mm-hmm.
A money man was under the impression that that experience would not be in the state of Virginia and it would not be a head coach. They figured he would at the NFL.
He would go be an OC somewhere.
Somewhere, doing something. Yep. And then they bring him in because they know they need a face to the organization. Because the dude they just let go ain't.
Yeah, definitely bring some excitement to them.
Yeah.
Look at Norfolk State.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's energy. Like when the last time have we heard like anything honestly good?
I was going to say probably since people. Well, the year after they had that one
decade
since Michael Vick.
Yeah,
they might as well go and build him
the year after
since Michael Vick.
They might as well. Well, no, because when they had when his brother went there, they tried to.
They had a couple of
okay teams like in the teams, but like a popping Virginia Tech football?
No.
They always were behind Clemson and Florida State in ACC.
So if you're normal, what are you like doing right now? Shaking in your boots?
But what? Let me say like this.
It
won't be like that until Abema comes back up there. And that ain't happening no time soon.
Shane is not leaving South Carolina. He ain't leaving Columbia.
I'm about to say Shane ain't leaving South Carolina. He loves it down there.
I mean, if I'm Norfolk State, looking for another coach? Yeah, but where do you look? Like, who do you get? Like. What program do you look at that has an OC or a DC that
I'm finna call Clark Atlanta. I'm finna get Teddy Keaton.
But that would be a good move.
Yeah.
That would be an excellent move.
That would be a real good move. Yeah, Coach that's down at Edward Waters right now because he's doing good things.
I'm about to say get Brian Jenkins over in Duval County.
Real good things at Edward Waters.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got Marlon Watson at Fort Valley. You got
Quinn Gray,
Auburn State. But that's going. But see, that's going to come for.
What now? What did you say, Doc?
Quinn
Gray is always going to be tapped to go to FAMU.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
That's a lot of rumor mill.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Here, okay. Let me go ahead and say this gently. I'm gonna say this gently. There is I'm gonna call them Facebook alumni. There are a few Facebook alumni who like the idea.
Yeah.
Of an old school rattler coming in and saving the day, right?
Prodigal son.
Yep.
However, you can't have the coach that you don't like beat the coach that you've been running up and down on every social media app you can beat your prodigal son.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can no longer sell that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I like Quinn Gray. The game is over with. I can know dude again. I like what he's doing at Albany State.
Absolutely.
You know what Cozy did? Cozy and Company, they silenced the noise on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they did.
I mean, but a lot of us, we remember when Quinn was the OC and we weren't happy. Like, the offense wasn't, it was not a traditional, like, FAMU fast, high-scoring offense. It just wasn't. It was what we saw this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they see, like, again, they think it's the prodigal son. Oh, we're going to bring a rattler home and everything's going to be okay. But they're going to be ready to set him out the pasture after a year.
Very facts. Yeah. If God forbid, you know, we had to get rid of Cozy or something happened with Cozy, God forbid, Cozy, I ain't saying you cool with me. But if it had to happen, I want him to call Teddy Bridgewater. That's who I want him to call.
Oh, Teddy B? Yeah, I could do that. I would
call
do that too.
Teddy. Call Teddy. That's who I want him to call.
I mean, I know
his style matches the FAMU traditional our identity.
Yep.
Airing it out. A quarterback that can move a little bit, but airing it out. He gonna dial it up that way. He from my hometown. That's my boy. Call Teddy. And I think Billy Rowe could get it done. So that's who I would be. You know. So
Teddy Bridgewater, I just need him to take some PR classes. That's it.
That's true too. He
will fit right in with what he gonna say, because he gonna say XYZ and we gonna be like, damn right, Teddy. It works.
Okay. If we like him. Because if we don't, then he could be like a Pat Crary. Because Pat Crary was saying the same kind of stuff that we was feeling, but we didn't like it because we felt like he was arrogant. So if they like him, then he'll be okay.
That's
not
true.
You know.
Pat Crary was arrogant and didn't have enough wins to back up his attitude.
He was a rattler. That's what Pat Crary was. He was rattler. He was just like
but
us.
The play, but the play kind of but the play kind of matched his attitude though. When you really think about it, his play the way the game was played, it matched his attitude. Like, I don't care what y'all think, and I'm gonna go out there and do my thing. And if you don't like it, oh well.
Oh well,
that's true.
At least, for y'all rattlers, y'all don't have a quarterback controversy because God. Let me say this: Tyler Carr was trying to give us a damn quarterback controversy during our game on Saturday against Tuskegee. They was like, "Well, Jacoby didn't start." It'd be like, "Well, because Jacoby is resting up for next week, because we know what next week is: the boombox."
Yeah.
But I'm like, you bring in, we TC puts in Jared Lockhart, a true freshman. I mean, mm-hmm. You playing Tuskegee. And we played number twos and threes on offense. We had some ones out there on defense, but I mean, we was like, it's Tuskegee. So we just got to go out there and do our job. I mean, he went out there and did his job.
He did.
As a freshman. So I can't really say if they're bad about him, but they were like, well, what about this? When Jacoby comes back next week, is there going to be some sort of QB competition? For all the folks out there in Jackson, in Tigerland, there's no QB competition. You just got a glimpse of the future of Jackson State football in that young man's hand.
Can I ask you this, Doc? Why was it not Ethan Terrell? Because y'all raved about Ethan Terrell. I thought that he would have been the next man up.
Well, I mean, to me, Coach TC was saying is that it's the next man up. It's how you do in practice and everything. You might not did good in practice. You might did good in practice. Somebody might show him something that kind of just say, oh, he got it. But like I said, you know, Ethan, I mean, because I seen him play personally here in Dallas, but he got the goods and everything, and I don't see him leaving out of the program and stuff. Like, he is his granddaddy went to Jackson, his mama graduated from Jackson, so he is a Jackson State Tiger. But, you know, it's how, you know, to me, it's like, it's kind of like how Coach Dishman tell everybody what he did before he, you know, for the week. How you do in practice. How well you do in practice. How can you grasp on to some of the concepts? Can you catch like pre-snap reads and stuff like that? You know, but he is on our depth chart. He is listed at QB2.
Mm-hmm.
He is QB2. But it's not like with TC, like he doesn't have a, like for each game, he doesn't have where he has a set QB2. So, because our first game, our QB2 was Parker. Right. Our second game, our QB2 was Parker too. Third game, which was Saturday, was Jared. You never know for the fourth game against Southern, it could be Ethan. It could be, you know what I'm saying? It could be.
So it just Parker's depends open. On how they do in practice that week.
Yeah, it depends on how you do in practice and stuff. Like, you still, okay, like, but he QB, said you
got QB1 like, ain't moving. But yeah, QB2 is always up for grabs.
Right. It's like, it's competition. Now, unless QB1 and shit, like on wood, QB1 get hurt. Then QB2 yeah. got to get ready.
So Jacobian wasn't hurt. He was just resting. Because I heard a couple rumblings that he might have been a little banged up a little bit from USM.
Yeah, I mean, well, you, of course he's going to get banged up. But at the same time, he was just resting. It wasn't like he wasn't on the injury report. So he was just resting. So when we go down to Baton Rouge to play Baton Rouge Tech, we'll be ready.
Woo! And that's exactly how they playing. It's like Baton Rouge Tech.
I really need, you know what? Before the next
BRCC. Podcast,
I'm going to get that disclaimer. I'm definitely going to get that disclaimer.
Yeah, we have a disclaimer to say that before somebody says something crazy, he pops it up like we one of them medication commercials with the like list of side effects.
I've seen it before. The last show, like, I've seen it.
I ain't even say nothing bad and you throwing it out there.
I seen it.
This time, I've been behaved today.
You know, it's always when he says this time, it's only a short amount of time before it's coming. But this time it's on me. It's on me. It's me. I'm going to be the problem. Fang Exchange is ushering in the new reality of college athletics. And there was a lot of, I saw some Twitter banter about a player who left and went to greener pastures for a certain amount of money. And I'm gonna be honest with you, most of the players aren't looking for that kind of money. Most of the players are just the basics.
Yep, they need to survive.
And until, let's just be honest. For all those who got that whole little, well, when I was in college, when we was in college, hamburgers was 99 cents.
Dude, it was 79 cents.
We had a real deal dollar menu when I was in college.
Right over there by Foot Hill.
For $3, you had your meal for the day.
You could get an all-American meal for $3.
Yes. Yep.
It was $2.99. It was something in your stomach.
$2.99.
Yeah, but they don't took that off the menu now, though. You go ask for an all-American meal, they going to look at you crazy.
Wow. And I'm dry snitching, disclaimer, whatever. We had people that made sure that if we didn't have groceries, they would make sure we had groceries. Don't ask how, because we make sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that is no longer the reality. You can't get away with them things that we got away with. So we need to be
ladies at my grandma's church used to slide me fives and tens all the time.
I don't know what who this we you speak of. You need to use I statement, sir. Because I don't know about no statute of limitations and none of that shit. So you keep that on I statements. I cannot confirm nor deny the sayings of Mr. White.
So on your screen, you can click the Fang Exchange link. There you can do subscriptions, one-time payments. This all goes to support your Rattler athletes.
in the program.
Yep.
Again, they have wonderful merch. Right now, I got something that Marlo don't have a hat, but I'm gonna buy him a hat.
I need you to buy me no damn hat. Buy my own damn hat. I told you, when I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. I got y'all covered. It's coming.
All right, Marlo, we hear you. Another thing about that merch too is that we have we've added some people to the fold of help and assistance and skill sets, which means that merch and all those other things get to be enhanced. So some new hat styles. We got a shirt style that's already been drawn up that we're kind of just working with our channels for. So that kind those kind of things in this next year of elevation will lend an opportunity for us to, you know, us rattlers, we love the merch. Yeah. You can never have too much. You can always it's always good to have something new. So I need a new one.
Didn't survive homecoming.
Yeah. And I feel like as much as I buy it, I still don't feel like I have enough.
My hat did not survive homecoming.
All right, I got you another one.
It was nice when I put it on. Then the liquor started flowing.
Damn.
You were drinking that Rattler vodka. That's what it was.
And
that bottle was opened at 12 and gone at 12:15.
God.
Hey, yo.
It wasn't only me. It was not only me.
Lord. Yeah, right. It sounded like it was only you.
No. Listen, no.
Don't judge.
My brother helped me.
Damn. So it was two of y'all.
Three. It was three. My sister, two. It was three of us.
It was gone in 15 minutes?
I swear we opened it. I looked at my watch. It said 12:15. I looked at the bottle and I looked at them and said, well, damn, everybody had a Yeti cup full. I said, well, that's it. I ordered another one.
Dr. Kenesha said you need to hydrate.
It's water in vodka.
Lord.
I really do think we need to start doing PSAs about homecoming and other events like that you do the big tailgates, because people really don't understand how important at least a cup of water every other drink, every two drinks, every three
drinks.
Well, the social house Spang Exchange vodka does have artesian water.
and it's gluten-free.
And it's gluten-free.
Your health concerns right out of all the one bottle, gluten free, and it includes artesian water, which is alcohol. So the next home game for the Rattlers and anybody that plays at 2 o'clock, make sure you hydrate the night before.
Please do.
Go ahead and start on that Thursday. Start on Thursday.
Continue on Friday.
Yep.
And continue on Saturday. Drink a moderation.
Don't let Ashley and I encourage you, because we don't drink. We just be encouraging the shenanigans. Okay.
We just trying to get our guys the dollars. That's it. We don't drink at all.
We just trying to get our guys the dollars. So don't let us encourage you, because Ashley and I have never tasted the vodka for as long as we have been, you know, in this partnership. We don't know. We can't tell you what it tastes like. The people say it's good.
It's right on my countertop, looking cute.
So I'm saying it is good vodka. I was like, yeah, this is pretty good.
No, we're serious. We don't drink at all.
Let's say this.
Did that start after undergrad? Or y'all made it through
family? I'm
just too old.
I've never done it. Ashley stopped. I never started. I'm just too old. It was never my thing.
Y'all could judge me if you want to at homecoming.
Well, I keep my juice party stores to myself then.
I never been to a Kappa Luau, never been to an oil spill, never been to any of that.
Damn.
I can't say nothing, because I've been to the last Freak Net. I've been to Kappa Beach Party.
I'm talking about if they said juice party, I was in there. What you talking about?
What was the Sigma's? Blue juice. I ain't never been to one. You know what?
Goombay.
Oil spill. I think I did go to one.
I think Goombay and Oil Spill were the most.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't drink nothing. I think I went. Isn't the Oil Spill the one that was like out in the field somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think it moved it to the fairground or something like that.
But they used to have it out in the field. Now it's at the fairground.
First of all, I didn't drink even at the time. But then when I saw that the stuff was in trash cans, I'm not drinking nothing out no trash can. Like, what are we talking about? They just sticking a cup in there and drinking out the trash can. That's no, I'm not doing that. If I did drink, I would.
You know, that's why I couldn't get with phone parties, because it was just like, it's too much bodily fluids in the phone party, in the phone.
What?
We have taken a left
in the podcast.
Sorry.
Y'all done got us off track too, huh?
That's a foul.
Somebody grabbed a steering wheel and said, I want to go over there.
Sorry. Y'all were drinking out of trash cans?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, hold on. There is a proper way to have alcohol in the trash can. There needs to be a trash can with ice, and the bottles need to be
in the bottom.
That is the only proper way to have alcohol in a trash can.
No, at them oil spill things, they filled the trash can with the liquor. It wasn't in no bottle. It was in the trash can.
It was a new trash can.
Oh, shit.
How do you know it was a new trash can? How do you know?
Because I might have been working at the Walmart on Tennessee and saw him buy it.
He said, might have. That's funny as hell.
No, you know what? I never considered that to say. How do we know? That's a good question.
You don't know. That's the first thing I thought. This could be in the Kappa house somewhere. And they took it out and cleaned it and brought it to the... And you know that Kappa house, it looked seedy in there already.
So that... the one that was over there behind the pharmacy building?
Yes. Ew. Yuck. And people taking their cup and just dipping...
We're not going to share it.
That's so unsanitary.
I just want to say that we are friends with the Kappas, Omegas.
We love Kappas, my granddaddy.
Absolutely. My grandfather's a Kappa.
My granddaddy is Alpha Z. My granddaddy's Alpha Z.
We got family
here. Hey, Tishay, but it's still nasty.
Tishay, what's your you cross?
That is disgusting, because why in the world would I take a cup that everybody else has taken their hand and then we're going to put it to our mouth and drink it? Troy, you telling me that you went and you was dipping your cup in them trash cans?
So hold on. I went to school at a very, very different time. And we was way wilder than y'all was. So at no point in time was I drinking anybody else's alcohol. I was coming with my bottle of gin, Ice House, whatever the case may be. I think we was even drinking Miller Lite. We was poor, so we was drinking Miller Lite back then, too.
Oh,
so you didn't drink no oil and all that stuff, they were making. Marlo, did you, because I don't believe Troy. Marlo, did you drink oil and all the different juices?
Absolutely not.
Oh, like, really?
No.
Marlo had to stay sober because otherwise he's going to end up in a fight with somebody's organization. So we had to...
Wait a minute.
You drunk it out of the trash can, Doc? You were drinking out of the trash can?
Look.
Yes, you did. You did, because that's how it comes.
Look, I went to school. I'm like Troy Marlo. I went to college in the 90s. We were way worse.
I did not drink out of nobody's trash can.
They ain't got no trash can.
He's got strong immune system. That's all that's gonna mean.
You want no trash can? You get you a big old.
That was a fire.
Pitcher cooler, whatever it is, where they put the Gatorades and stuff up in there, and then shoot, you got your little spigot and just go to work.
Jesus take the wheel.
First of all, you talk. Mike, let's get back to this statement. To Mike Dearborn.
What?
You made a statement talking about we had to keep Marlo under wraps or something because we would get in a fight with an organization. What?
Marlo said you lying on him.
So you got that friend that
will... Why are you lying?
Sometimes you got that friend that be looking at other people and ain't gonna back down. That's Marlo. Marlo not backing down.
Everybody need a friend like Marlo then.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So
we all need a friend like Jamal. Let's crack the shit out.
There we go.
Everybody that we
what are they doing?
We live by a code of one go, we all go. So we just have to look out for each other. Marlo just happened to be more popular and drew more attention than everybody else did. So sometimes words would get said. That's all I'm saying.
Man, look.
But we lived a good life. And somehow we started on Fan Exchange and ended up on fights at FSU.
we turned a whole lot of corners.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Hey, welcome to Gathering of Old Men.
I came in. I was a freshman. My freshman year was 1991. On the hill. That was my freshman year. And it was that was after the big Omega, Mardi Gras, gym fight and all of that. That was even before Charlie Wood grabbed them scissors off the scores table when they played FAMU in basketball and was losing. It was before that.
Wait a minute. Charlie Ward did what now? That was the big brawl.
Yeah.
I remember the brawl. Hey, I ain't know nothing about that.
Everybody stop.
Troy said he don't want to go down that road.
Everybody stop.
Hey, we still trying to get Coach on the show. Marlo, we trying to get Coach on the show. Hold up, bro.
I got some Charlie Ward stories. Y'all would never believe this shit.
I would. I would absolutely believe it.
What you mean? I ain't saying nothing that was a lie.
I ain't said either.
Marlo, we got to talk offline.
Oh my God, this man, we are in the church now.
I told y'all, we are never getting monetized on this show.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all, like, I'm getting up here just spewing lies and deceitful things. Incorrect. Backed by video.
I'm the villain. I'm the villain. Anyway,
rename this the Gathering of Villains.
This was supposed to be a fresh start. This was supposed to be brand new people.
This is a fresh. I didn't even bring up some of the crazier stuff.
No, Marlo.
I just said I didn't.
Yeah, don't.
Like, I played football and ran track at FAM. I was always during the summers we worked out with Florida State. So like we were always around each other. So I got stories. I was there when Randy Moss was on campus that summer before they kicked him out of school.
It didn't even work on the site. Oh my Jesus.
I was trying to figure out if he was gonna hit the mute button.
I was trying. I was clicking the mute button and it didn't work.
I didn't say nothing. I'm just telling you the stuff that I've witnessed and seen, but I ain't telling the stories. Like, man, don't get me
started. I'm still stuck on the scissors.
Alright. I'm gonna tell you.
When do we play them in that exhibition?
So October 26th. I'm so sad because I'm going to be in Louisiana. I think that was a bad weekend they did that. That's the weekend we play Southern.
Is it?
Yep. Yeah. We play Southern Saturday. The game is on Sunday. Yes.
Oh, yeah, won't nobody be back.
I'll come back. Try back for that game.
I'm going to be back.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I would love to see that game. That's going to be a good game.
I want to see the game, too.
Because Troy Squad got put together with an EBT card.
It's a reason why Florida State ain't played FAMU in 30 years.
Yep.
When was it? 1994?
Was it 94?
That area is somewhere long enough.
Yeah, I think it was 94.
Yeah, it was my first year up there.
It was either 94 or 95.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie Ward got
that's the last time we played them in any sport, right?
Because
you know, like softball, baseball, you know, we played them.
But basketball,
but not,
football,
but not for basketball or football, no. Yeah.
And that's because hands got thrown at the basketball game and they said, oh, no.
We definitely ain't working on the football field.
And that was, in Gaither, too. So, you know, it's different. That Gaither game was different. We got to get some games in Gaither. We gotta get some. That game should be in Gaither. It's gonna. Yeah. It would be some way too fat. But
Gaither ain't big enough.
Not yeah.
Nah,
but can you imagine the energy if it was in Gaither?
Oh my god,
that energy is crazy.
That like people
is that like your old gym?
Yeah, it's the one right across the street from the new basketball gym.
That's we got an arena and we got a gym. That's the gym.
That's
the
gym.
And I remember. And I gym better than Petula.
Literally.
Yeah. I mean, it puts you in the mind frame, but it is better.
he had to throw some shade a little bit. He had to throw some shade. He just had to throw some shade at them people.
Hey, they better.
He couldn't help himself. And see, we come from the era, I don't know, but me and Ashley, I know Marlo and Troy, Gaither didn't have no air conditioning when we was in school.
Hell no. Ooh, we used to be packed in there and the floor would sweat, the walls would sweat.
We had to have everything had to happen.
I'm talking about the 100 used to be sitting at the very top. We'd be sitting on top of each other.
Yeah. And we'd be packed up in there.
We'd be packed in. The Gaither used to be rocking, bro. Oh my God.
That used to be some of the best times of my life.
Seriously. Yeah, I remember that last game.
We could have an old school game in there or something to just bring back something.
That would be so lit.
That would be so lit.
I remember that last game that was played in Gaither. It was past standing room only. I just knew the fire marshal was going to come in the door at any moment and be like, mm-mm.
Who did we play, Jamal?
We were still in the MEAC. It was either, I want to say, it was either Howard or Norfolk State. It might have been Howard. Let me look it up.
We got our arena and we got a little uppity. We got to bring that energy, that Gaither energy back.
What a time to be alive.
You know what? You're right. Y'all need. We need to get Miss White back up in that thing. We need to get Gaither energy back. That's what, Miss White need to be in the building.
If they play that game, if it's going, I mean, of course, it's going to be
in the Civic Center.
But if they play that game in Gaither, oh my God. I might drive back from Louisiana for that. I might drive back for that.
What is the exhibition game? Really. So maybe next year they'll do another one if all goes well.
I think it'll be
fine this year. I think we're gonna have that same energy this year.
Back then, Fam had a formidable team and was balling with them boys, and they couldn't take that.
All right, so since Doc already put the disclaimer up, I'm going to say this. If FAMU beat Florida State, they will not redo that game.
Of course not.
And I may be the driving reason why they may never do that game again. Because
they might fire their coach.
Some people in the exhibition
game,
critical.
The man didn't even make it to the first real game.
Because I'm not. See, I'm being good. Anyway.
You about to crash out on the damn exhibition game.
Listen. Some news. People are upset that Tom Brady was in the box. Fuck Tom Brady. Of the Raiders game.
Wow. Tell him how you really feel.
That right there.
But it's a valid concern that how you gonna be an NFL owner and interviewing coaches and players and broadcasting games and then be in the coach's box.
Well, I don't see no problem with it.
Of course you don't, because you don't want to see me happy. There should be no not the head coach, not Tom Brady. I barely like Jacoby Myers. There shouldn't be any essence of New England in Las Vegas. Not near essence of New England.
He wasn't coaching. He was just sitting down enjoying the game. He wasn't coaching.
Hey, that last game was against Delaware State.
Delaware State.
Yep.
Wow.
They came all the way down here and got beat bad, too.
You know what? I'm about to be disrespectful.
Uh-oh.
That's who Vartek should get. Deshaun Jackson, if they want to make a splash.
No, if they want to win some games.
Deshaun, if they want to win some
games. Yeah, if they want to win some games.
I was about to say, Deshaun winning. So, I was wrong about Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that Vic would be a better coach. It's not I
did too.
I think Deshaun, when he got
into a better situation.
Yeah. He got it to where it's not a lot of pressure on him at Delaware State because nobody don't expect him to win like that. But if you look at the first three games of the season for him, they was swinging. They was hands and feet on Delaware in the first game, even though they did lose the game. They come back. It was a long-ass rain delay against Albany, and they still pulled the game out. And then, of course, against Bowie State. And Bowie State, they dominated from start to finish. I say the recipe for Delaware State is Caden Bennett at quarterback. Can't nobody stop that dude right there. He might give some issues to Central and South Carolina State this year.
And plus, South Carolina State ain't got no defense.
And I mean, that's what fucked them up in that South Carolina game.
Well, and South Carolina had no defense either. It was like 40-40. We was checking the score. Nobody had defense.
But if South Carolina State would have had a little bit, they probably could have got a win out of that game.
Yeah, South Carolina, they would not have returned those two punts for touchdowns. That game was closer to what you think.
It was.
It was closer to what you think. But if you think about it, the Sean Jackson guy, on the offensive side of the ball, he got his QB. He got a two-headed running back system with Marquise Gillis. I forgot the other guy's name. He got the receivers on there. He has a good serviceable offensive line. It's the defense for him that gets him, that he has to work on. But it's going to be hard for them, man. It's gonna be hard for teams like that.
They better watch them.
Do y'all think Delaware State gonna get one of them top MEAC schools?
Absolutely.
They gonna catch one of them, and I don't mean catch them slipping. They gonna beat them.
They gonna beat them good. Yeah,
they gonna beat them, bro.
I think that Delaware State will finish before. Let me tell you this. Norfolk, although Virginia State has for the past couple years been a good D2 program. That's still Norfolk. They skinned out of that game by the skin of their teeth. Just barely got through that game, and they were losing most of the game. Okay.
Yeah.
They were losing most of that game. I think that when it comes to coaching, I can never get that boy's name right. The quarterback. At Norfolk State. What is that?
Otto Cole.
Yes, yeah. Otto Cole. Even with Vic with switching out, he brought the other quarterback in, and then the offense was moving, and then he says, "Yeah, we're gonna bring Otto Cole back," and then they go to Norfolk State and piss down their leg. I mean, go play in Virginia State and they piss down their leg.
That reminds me of another coach swapping out QBs when they should leave 1-0.
We already talked about that.
I know. I'm going to leave it alone.
You know what? We're going to get a therapy segment. We are definitely going to get a therapy segment.
I pay that lady a lot of money to listen to me every Thursday. She hear about Florida A&M football more than she wants to. She probably know everybody, and I think she I think she went to Texas Southern. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? Since you brought up Texas Southern.
Hey, man, that was that shit was funny.
As media and reporters, if you see something in the ether that the coach then said, don't ask that man about that statement 48 hours later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
He said it on Saturday. If you ain't ask him about it on Saturday, don't come in there and tell him, you coach at HBCU, that's what you signed up for. This is why we have virtual meetings. Because if you had said I probably would have held you down so he could have did whatever he wanted to do to you. That was a level of disrespect that no coach should have to deal with at all. I can't remember the dude's name, but when I figure it out, I'm going to add him on my comment because that was just disrespectful.
I think it was Perry Daniels.
Oh.
Hey, Troy, Vegas catching hell right now.
Oh, Jesus. This is not my day. This is not. You know what? Fuck Tom Brady.
Oh.
My goodness.
It was Perry Daniels is the one that asked that question, and I knew. See, Perry is the only Perry. Okay, so he asked that question, Coach Dishman, yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? He is about to destroy this man's ego right here for real. And then last year, he the one who dated